Gruber, because socialism is never an option. Here's Steve.
Thank you, Bob. I think that our friend from the Washington Post should come see us here in Michigan. Talk about the things that matter to you, to me, to the people that live here. The things that bring us together, not the things that divide us, the things that bring us together. Because that's really important, more today maybe than ever before. There's a division in America. I don't know how we get past it, but certainly we need to endeavor to find a way. The British government, the UK, taking a hard look at censorship. Oh, yeah, censorship. They can call it what they want. They call it their duty of care to internet users, but really they're talking about blatant censorship. The UK government taking a hard line on online safety and implementing a safety czar on things like Google, Facebook, Twitter. Companies that fail to live up to the requirements will face huge fines, and senior directors who are proven to have been negligent will be held personally liable. They may also find access to their site blocked. The new measure is designed to make the internet a safer place, where, announced jointly by the Home Office of Department of Culture, Media, and Sport, the introduction of the regulator is central recommendation of the highly anticipated government white paper titled Online Harms. Came out yesterday. The regulator will be tasked with ensuring that social media companies tackle a range of online problems, including the incitement of violence and violent hate speech, encouragement of self-harm, disinformation, fake news, cyberbullying, and of course, children's access to inappropriate materials. So that they're going to, you can't say that. You can't do this or that. I mean, that's the message coming. Trust me. That is the message coming. Let's see here. It seems that Nancy Pelosi is mocking our good friend AOC again. Yes, yes, yes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared to mock Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez without mentioning her name over her reliance on Twitter. Pelosi was asked during an interview published yesterday about her struggles of running the House caucus while the freshmen run wild. Here's what she said. While there are people who have a large number of Twitter followers, what's important is that we have a large number of votes on the floor of the House. You can say it all you want. We have the votes. So get over yourself, I suppose, is the message I take away there. That's the message I take away. So, yeah. Nancy Pelosi, it's a tough place. It is. Because she has to hold this party together, and she has all of these children running wild. Children running wild. All right, the president's out tweeting at this hour. Let's go to 30 minutes ago. Congressman Jerry Nadler fought me for years on a very large development I built on the west side of Manhattan. He wanted a rail yard built underneath the development, or even better, to stop the job. He didn't get either, and the development became very successful. Nevertheless, I got along very well with Jerry during the zoning and building process. Then I changed course slightly, became president, and now I am dealing with Congressman Nadler again. Some things never end, but hopefully it will all go well for everyone. Only time will tell. And then this, just seconds ago, the mainstream media has never been more inaccurate or corrupt than it is today. It only seems to get worse. So much fake news. Not sure what he's referring to in the latest slap at the media, but so it is. Speaking of slapping the media, here's a little something from CFACT. CFACT, hardly a week goes by without the New York Times or Washington Post publishing a scare story about climate change, and nothing is hyped so much as rising oceans and warming seas. And that's because few people can get excited about 2 or 3 degrees in air temperature increases. But future flooding of our great cities draws more attention. However, the major media almost never reports on the incredible exaggerations on the global warming lobby. Rising oceans are most recently only increasing at a rate of about 2 millimeters per year. That would translate to maybe a foot or just less in 100 years. This measurement is also within a margin of error for such tiny amounts. The warming oceans have temperature increases about 0.1 degree in 10 years. And this is supposed to kill the coral reefs and melt the Antarctic ice. The IPCC itself reports that the upper ocean is warmed by 9 one-hundredths of a degree centigrade for the last 40 years. One-tenth of a degree over that time. By the way, the deep ocean has had no measurable increase in temperature, according to this latest report. No measurable increase whatsoever. And it's important because the oceans are a vast temperature sink which absorb excess heat. They also take in carbon dioxide. They are the reason that our Earth is, well, that we can live here in the first place. It's habitable because the oceans clean things up, although we're pretty mean to the oceans. A lot of garbage out there. I'm going to tell you this again. Pollution, plastic, garbage in our oceans is a much bigger concern to me than the idea that the temperature might be up by a degree or a degree and a half 100 years from now. Shorter winters that are more mild are much less concern to me than the tiny plastic spheres that are killing fish and plastic bags that are choking whales. That, to me, is more of a concern. I'm telling you. Here's one other headline I wanted to get to today, and I hadn't gotten to it yet. And that is TradeWorks for America, a group aiming to secure passage of President Trump's new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, is running ads now targeting four lawmakers nationwide. Two of those here, Congressman Tim Walberg and Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, both of Michigan, being targeted because they say the USMCA is in need of being passed. None of the lawmakers have responded to a request for comment from The Hill about these ads. This is a Hill article, of course. TradeWorks for America announced in February, but officially launched with the announcement of its co-chairs in March, former Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and Republican operative Phil Cox. And the group is planning a multi-million-dollar nationwide ad campaign to educate workers, job creators, and lawmakers about the benefits of the USMCA. So we'll have both Congresswoman Slotkin and Congressman Walberg on the program. Walberg on Thursday. Slotkin's coming soon. We're working to get her back on sometime very soon. We'll ask her what this means. All right, we'll talk about it. It is 52 after. Some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show right after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.